Chapter 10, The Ogre's Castle. 2 days later, Alisande became very excited and said we were approaching the castle. Although I liked Alisande very much, I didn't believe her crazy story about the ogres and the princesses. However, I was curious to see the ogre's castle, and I felt excited, too. Alisande climbed off her horse and hid behind some bushes. I got down on my knees and followed her. Alisande pointed and whispered, "The castle, the castle." I couldn't see a castle anywhere. "What castle?" I asked. "That's a pigsty with pigs and a broken fence around it." Alisande was surprised. "What terrible magic is this?" she cried. "Can't you see the ogre's castle with its towers? It breaks my heart to see those poor princesses. They're sadder now than before. We took too long to get here. It's our fault." It was incredible. Alisande really believed that she was looking at a castle and princesses. I wasn't angry with her. This was a time when everyone believed in magic spells, dragons, and ogres. People could look at ordinary things and see magic swords or princesses who had been turned to stone. Alisande was looking at a pigsty and seeing a castle. She was looking at pigs and seeing princesses. It wasn't her fault. There was no point in arguing with her, so I decided to tell her what she wanted to hear. "It doesn't matter," I said. "Those princesses only look like pigs to me. They are princesses to you and to everyone else. I know they are princesses, and I will treat them well." That made Alisande happy.
"You are a brave man, and I know that you will rescue them all," she said.
Alisande pointed at 3 farmers.
"There are the ogres," she whispered. "Be careful. They are very dangerous."
I moved slowly and carefully towards the pigsty. Then I spoke to the farmers.
"How much do you want for the pigs?" I asked.
"What? All of them?"
exclaimed one of the farmers.
"Yes, all of them," I said. "I'll pay you well."
The farmers smiled at each other. They couldn't believe their luck. They walked away to discuss their price. Then they returned to me.
10 pieces of gold,"
one of them said.
"That's very expensive," I complained.
Then I saw Alisande's worried look.
"Oh, all right," I said. "I'll take them."
I paid the farmers, who walked away happily. Then I opened the gate of the pigsty. Alisande ran forward and put her arms around the pigs. She kissed them and called them by their princesses' names.
"Thank you for saving my royal friends," she said to me. "You were very brave."
"Oh, it was nothing," I said, smiling proudly. We traveled with the pigs for 8 kilometers. They were the most difficult ladies I had ever met. They wouldn't stay on any road or path, and they walked away in all directions. But I couldn't push them along. I had to chase them all over the countryside, calling, "Please come here, dear lady, and don't go far, good princess."
Eventually, we came to a big house, and Alisande took the pigs inside into the dining room. The family wasn't at home. Alisande gave the pigs a big meal. "Who invited you to this house?" I asked her.
"Nobody invited me. I don't even know who lives here," she replied.
"Then let's leave quickly before the owner returns. He'll be furious," I said.
"Furious? Not at all. He will thank us for bringing princesses to his home. They will be safe here, and their friends will come to get them and take them home."
I didn't argue with her. My mission had ended successfully, and now I could return to Camelot. I took Alisande's hand and kissed it.
"Goodbye, my dear friend," I said.
"I hope we will meet again one day." I felt very sad as I left. I rode slowly, trying to decide whether to turn back. A moment later, Alisande was riding by my side.
"You helped me," she said. "So now I have to help you. I'm coming with you."
I was very happy to have Alisande with me again.
"Sweet, stubborn Alisande," I said. "All right, you can come with me. But please, don't find any more ogres on the way."